Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I am Camille Bianchi. The Premier of New South Wales has defended his decision to wait 10 days before telling the public explosives and an anti-Semitic note were found in northwest Sydney. A person living in Dural found a caravan with the explosives and note on January the 19th. But the investigation was not confirmed publicly until Wednesday this week. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says the information was kept private to allow police to search for the offenders. He says they will be found and punished.
That there are massive amounts of police and government resources being devoted to this investigation, that there will be absolutely no tolerance under any circumstances for these acts of criminal violence in our community, and anyone attempting this level of violence in New South Wales will be met by every resource that we have to throw at it.
The death toll from a stampede at a Hindu festival in India is rising. At least 30 people were killed in the stampede at the Maha Kumbh Mela as tens of millions swam together in a river on the most lucky day of the festival. There are reports even more people died, and nearly 40 bodies were taken to the local hospital morgue. Police sources say more bodies are being brought to the morgue more than 12 hours after the stampede. There are many more people in Northern Territory prisons now than before the Territory's government took power in August. The new government has a focus on reducing crime, and the number of prisoners is now at a record high. More than 2,600 people are in jail or at a police watch house, many of them First Nations people. The Northern Australian Aboriginal Justice Agency says it is not a situation that is helping reduce crime, but it is badly affecting Indigenous communities and families. Nathan Finn from the Northern Territory Police Association says the number of people in prison now is affecting both police and prisoners.
Limited room for showering, limited room for exercise in that facility. So potentially they're locked up in a cell for sometimes the 24 hours out of the 24-hour period.
A new study has found changing your eating, exercise and learning habits could delay the start of the disease dementia. Around 420,000 Australians have dementia. Professor Henry Brodaty from the University of New South Wales Centre for Healthy Brain Ageing says almost half the risk of getting this disease comes from our environment. He says the world first trial to test for changes in diet, exercise, and brain training has resulted in better brain function in older people, with signs of dementia starting 1 year later.
We know that delaying dementia reduces the number of cases because dementia is largely a disease of late life. So if we push it backwards and backwards until the end of life, and so a 1 year delay would reduce the number of cases by 10%.
International Space Agency, NASA, says a new study into asteroids shows they may have started life on Earth. The study looked at dust and small rocks collected by NASA from Bennu, an asteroid that sits close to Earth. The study shows the dust and rock samples have the same pieces of DNA that is in all life on Earth. Author of the study, Tim McCoy, from the Smithsonian Institution, says these asteroid samples are the strongest evidence we have ever had of how life on Earth began.
We've thought for a while that the water on Earth certainly could have come from an asteroid because we've seen water for a long time. This is telling us that not just the water, but some of the building blocks of life actually were seeded onto Earth and other planets. It wouldn't have been limited to just Earth.
And that was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi.